Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer here on 1250 AM The Fan, being joined now by Milwaukee Bucks president Peter Fagan as we broadcast live from the Wendy's studios. Don't forget, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Try their new Peppermint Frosty today. Peter, long time no talk, man. So how are things? You guys getting ready to go try and win another championship this year and off to a good start?
I think off to a good start. We've been a little bit depleted to begin with, but nice to have a lot of your games at home to start, where we do relatively well. And I think we're starting just to, you know, fire up the Deer District and the games, and, you know, God, we're at Thanksgiving already, so it's kind of incredible.
Yeah, time moves fast, no question about that, but that's the one thing, like you said. I mean, you've got no Middleton, no Connaughton. Joe Ingles still hasn't played, probably won't play till after the first of the year, and to be off to this good start already and then see guys take steps, like, I don't know if, well, I mean, I guess you guys may have known, but as a fan, I didn't expect Marjon Beauchamp to be as good as he's been offensively to this point.
Yeah, I think the blessing of being able to have Marshawn play some real time, George Nora playing real time and in real games, and Javon Carter really kind of leading, you know, for a couple victories. I mean, those are all things, you know, when you look down history of a regular season in the NBA and you look for, you know, kind of what happens in the playoffs, those are big deals to just have that type of experience, and usually you don't get wins out of that type of experience, and we're getting some wins out of it, which is just awesome.
How is it for you as president of the Bucks, seeing guys that were on, you know, Coach Budenholzer's staff doing so well? I mean, you got a head coach in Memphis, you got a head coach with the Lakers, and really seeing that tree kind of blossom a little bit from where it all started in Milwaukee for these guys.
Yeah, it's kind of a catch-22. I mean, you know, these jobs, you're kind of operating 24/7. You really live with folks, you know, for the year, and you're so vested. It's not like any other business. It's kind of, it truly is like the people business. So you get so close. So when a Darvin Ham leaves, you know, it's like it's personal, it's professional, but you're so happy for him. And I think as an organization, you know, we've always said, like, listen, when you want to be great, you want to be the best, you know, part of that is you're going to be an incubator. You're going to be a pipeline for talent. And you know, we'll take that because that's kind of where we want to be. So if Bud is, you know, kind of one of these incredible coaching trees that is attracting talent and retaining and growing them, and the Bucks are in the middle of that, that's a really big positive for the growth. But, you know, it's tough. You know, we'd like to keep, like, all the great talented people forever, but your kids grow up and they blossom and go out. So it's awesome. And by the way, for us, it's kind of a great opportunity. You know, Charles Lee, who's a young coach, assistant coach in the NBA, becomes our first assistant, you know, which is a great thing for him as well.
Yeah, no question about it. The other thing I guess I'm kind of curious about at this point is with what you guys have been doing, and I saw it and I was like, that is great. Because, look, facts of the matter are the entertainment dollar is being spread thinner and thinner by the day right now around the country. And you guys came up with that family night plan that I thought was spectacular. I mean, upper deck seats for $20-some, lower bowl for $40-some for limited games. I thought that was a really cool promotion.
Yeah, I think we're going to get even more aggressive. You know, I think we've got to figure out, you know, for the growth. You know, people always ask, oh, what do you do when you're winning? And you kind of, you know, the truth is, like, we've got to be, you know, very kind of open-minded, you know, even though it's a today proposition, kind of how do we incubate and kind of grow the next generation of fans and kind of keep it exciting. You know, the crazy thing is, you know, 99.5% of our fans never see a game live. And I think one of our goals is, how do we change that? in a big way. And I think we're going to, you know, get aggressive, allocate a few hundred more seats, you know, throughout games to just make them affordable, bring them into plans. How do we really, and for us, it's like, how do we grow the fan base, you know, in the arena as well. And we think pricing has a big part, you know, in the equation.
I saw a study, I think it was last year, 2 years ago, that MLB had the oldest fan base from a demographics standpoint. Where is the NBA? Where is the Bucks fan base as far as age range of what you have, you know, watching and coming to games?
So it's a great question. So the NBA in general has this incredible growth of fan base. And a lot of it is like what they capture is kind of a 12 to 24, but really it's the eight, you know, it's like the 8 to 18, and they're consuming the product so much differently than you or I would ever imagine. You know, they're doing it in 5 second video hits. You know, they're watching Instagram. They're watching YouTube. They're absorbing stats, you know, at mock speed in a big way to get it done. So the big thing about the NBA is like, we've got this incredible annualized fan growth, but a lot of these fans are passive. You know, a lot of these fans are like kind of around the periphery. They like it. They want to be involved. They kind of like some of the lifestyle. They like some of the game. They like some of the big goal for us is to take this big bucket of what I call passive fans and kind of convert them into passionate fans. How do we get them involved in the sport? How do we get them involved in teams and the brand and things like that? So that's like a big part of like, how do we engage them online? How do we make watching games easier? How do we make it more accessible? And that's sort of the same thing in the arena, you know, on making seats and tickets more accessible.
From a technology standpoint, I feel like you guys are, you know, pretty far ahead and stay pretty far ahead with whatever the growing trends are and so forth. And I just got a press release the other day talking about this new like store feature that you're doing with Amazon now at Fiserv Forum. Tell everybody about that.
Yeah, so it's under the Amazon One bucket. It really is kind of, you know, the next iteration of holy cow, this is nuts. You walk in, you're pre-registered. If you're pre-registered with Amazon, it's easier. But basically with a swipe of your palm, you enter into a small grab and go, and within, you know, somewhere between 7 and 21 seconds, you can grab your snacks, your beer, your soda, your water, and walk out without a register experience. And it literally, through beacons, like in the ceiling, kind of registers what you've taken, charges it to your account, and seamlessly has the experience. So it's kind of this technology that some Whole Foods around the country have it. We went out to Seattle and Amazon to watch it at work. And, you know, for us in our business, you know, what you really want to always do is reduce the lines, make the experience seamless, give people what they want in as fast a time and high quality. And this is kind of one of the solutions. It's awesome. It's very, very cool.
You know, the other thing people want is Giannis, and more Giannis. And upcoming promotions, you guys got the Giannis dad joke bobblehead, which is brilliant because the man is known for his dad jokes. And I think it really helps him just continue to be that rare, iconic dude that you can actually look at your kids and go, yeah, that's a role model. Yes, you can follow that one. Sometimes you don't really know what you're dealing with, I guess, with public figures. But I think everybody is confident that, you know, looking up to Giannis is probably a good thing at this point, and that bobblehead is brilliant on the 7th against the Kings.
Yeah, I think it's like, you know, and Sparky, you've been with us like for so long, it's like, how do you have fun with it? Be a little different. You know, it is sports, it is basketball, and Giannis is like, listen, at the end of the day, people go, what's the point of differentiation? You know, the point of differentiation is we have a global superstar who continues to like blossom and built a team around that competes for championships, and he happens to be like just one of the better people ever. You know, and surrounded by others like Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton and Pat Connaughton. You know, these guys we have a good bunch of people. And when you're running a team and a brand and you're trying to build the community and kind of build awareness, it's pretty awesome to have good people and great players who represent everything that's good.
Let's talk about the jerseys. You guys just launched your new, City Edition jersey with the blue jerseys, the blue court, the whole deal. And now this has been going on for, you know, a couple of years with these new jersey designs every year with the NBA where they get to have new different colored jerseys. I'd say it's the NASCAR effect that it had on, because being a NASCAR fan growing up, you'd always buy these different die-cast cars with these different sponsors from the specific races, and then all the jackets that would come along with it and so forth. And it's a great way to bring in that extra cash, I guess, from a marketing standpoint. But then I saw the story the other day about the cream jerseys that the Bucks were wearing, and all of a sudden now the NBA has decided y'all can't wear those anymore. So please do explain what that's all about.
So the cream jerseys are pretty interesting. So of course the cream jerseys were our first kind of alternative jersey that, when they hit for a market size like Milwaukee, they were out of control. They did incredibly well. Like, the fans, the players, kind of the way they were imaged graphically on television went so well. What happened as we got into the bubble, which, like, a lot of people don't know, is, like, there was just an incredible amount of virtual reality, like signage on the court, kind of putting signage on the baselines virtually, you know, through the telecast. And they realized that this cream color actually distorts, like, the signage and doesn't work well. It literally is like the PMS, like the specific color that can't coincide with the virtual reality broadcast that Bally's and the NBA and Global Broadcast is doing. So, I mean, I think maybe down the line as things evolve, it might get it. But for the moment, like, those cream jerseys are, you know, will no longer be able to wear them. But it gives us an opportunity in the short run to launch another alternative jersey. And these are years in the making, just so you know. Like, we knew that, you know, kind of like during the bubble time. So to be able to launch the blue and we coincided with a new court design to get out is kind of like one of the fun things when you're a big sales and marketing kind of group that gets you very excited.
Just another bad thing that happened in the bubble for the Bucks. Just another bad thing added to everything else that happened during the bubble experience. One other thing for you, I guess. What about the purple jerseys? I mean, I'm wearing my Bucks leather jacket with the purple, the white, and the black that I actually bought when they were actually wearing the purples the first time. I feel like that the younger generation really loved the purple, maybe more than the older generation. What's been your perspective on it?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of put it under the realm of, like, getting too old to realize, like, what's cool and what's not cool. So, you know, we did a City Edition yellow retro, you know, back to the Mecca a couple years ago.
Couldn't stand that jersey. I could not stand it. Like, I hate yellow in general.
I love everything we do, but Sparky, it was the hottest selling thing we ever
crazy.
Created.
Crazy.
And I couldn't believe it, and we couldn't keep it on the racks. We couldn't get a second run, like, fast enough.
Oh, my God.
And I would just tell you that, you know, it's funny you say younger. Like, purple actually gets the retro and gets, like, the younger, like, right away. So if you look around town now, I will tell you, you will see more purple beanies,
yeah,
you know, than you ever could have, like, in the 80s, you know, and 90s to get it. And this deep purple is, like, it's just a hot color. People love it. We kind of, you know, kind of, like, modernized, like, a little bit of the logo and everything and what we've been playing with currently and mixed it in with, like, some of our, you know, legacy colors, and it's done really well, and the fans love it.
Yeah,
on merch, which is pretty cool.
I'm old and uncool, there's no question. Peter Fagan, no. President of the Milwaukee Bucks, he's the man as always. Peter, thanks so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it. Continued success.
Oh, we'd love it, Sparky. And we'll see you at Fleet and Farm.
Yeah, buddy. You know it, Blaine's Fleet Farm coming up. Farm and Fleet, I should say, coming up November 28th to December 2nd in Oak Creek, right there on Rawson Avenue. Peter was out there every year when we were out there at Farm and Fleet. And the other thing was, the Bucks players were the only ones that ever came out. We never got Brewer players to come out. We never had Packer players to come out. But John Henson, Larry Sanders, Jabari Parker, those guys would come out from year to year. And I'll always be appreciative for the Milwaukee Bucks organization for helping us out for all those years at the Toy Drive. Peter, thanks so much, man.
Thanks, Sparky. Go Bucks.
You betcha. Go Bucks. There he is. Peter Fagan here on 1250 AM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.